I think it was 1996 when I started receiving direct payments. And in those days, KCIL was providing the money as well as the paperwork. I don't remember a huge amount about it, except that the flexibility allowed me and my PA to work quite creatively. So my PA at that time was a middle-aged woman, married woman, who lived in North Kingston. And what became totally apparent was that if she tried to get Jonathan, my younger son, to do something and he knew I was around, he would not cooperate. So we cooked up this scheme whereby whatever night it was in the week that she bathed him, she would actually do that at her house rather than at my house. And that worked really well. Her husband was really supportive. So they would keep him for the night and she would deliver him to school in the morning. And I think it happened for a very shortish period, but it worked very successfully, and that's not something you can do if you're receiving traditional services. I just particularly remember that because although Jonathan, my younger son, didn't have any diagnosed impairments, he was a major handful by the time he was kind of nursery school age, infant school age, he was a major handful. So we had to do things flexibly to get the best outcome. Because if he wasn't in my house and I wasn't there, he would be delightfully compliant. And that's why I felt that a lot of what was being offered to parents in terms of support, well, the disabled parents in terms of support for their parenting role, needed to be a little bit more realistic about what actually does work and some of the things that don't work for some children and their parents. So that did give me a particular interest in the nature of the support that adult services can provide for disabled parents. It was a lifesaver. It was a lifesaver because, as I said, we could work it out in a way that worked for us. Because at the time, and possibly even these days, I'm not involved in that policy area anymore, but the big drawback of support for disabled parents was this idea that the child, the parent and the PA all had to be there at the same time, because that dynamic doesn't work for a lot of children. If the mother's there, they're going to play up. They don't want the PA to do it. They want the mother to do it. So there are practical implications of the way support for disabled parents is provided.